Vince to face Arafat, who bowls up the hill, and Vince is in behind that one, plays that out on the offside, and there's no run. Arafat then, right arm over, just the one slip, and bowls to Vince. Vince is pulling that way through mid-wicket, and that's four runs away to our right. Because that's cut away by Adams in the air, but over cover for four runs.
Round the wicket comes the spinner again. Again, Vince with a repeat shot. Beautiful. This time he made the half volley, and he's put it exactly in the same place. Lovely shot, four more.
Here he is with his right arm medium paces, and Brown is standing up, and that's flipped away in the air, but safe down towards fine leg, and that's four runs. Jimmy Adams whips that away in the air, but again, it's safe. It's gone square and it's gone fast, and that's four runs.
This one's sky from Adams. Tried to play it leg side. Got a leading edge. High in the sky. It's still not come down. Eventually it has, and it's a terrific catch in the end. Rory Hamilton-Brown, I think, takes the catch. Had to really steady himself for that. First wicket goes. Hampshire are 34 for one. Jimmy Adams is back in the hutch after getting a rapid 19. Little this time over pitches a bit, and Vince gets another streaky four this time for sure. Didn't really move his feet, tried to just thrash it through the offside. Got a thick edge, and again it goes to Zaidi's left down to a fine third man, and Hampshire will take them all, 42 for one.
As Vince gives himself a little bit of room, and cracks it away, square on the offside, does find the gap, and that's four ball. Here's Yardy, and Vince hits it over mid-off, that could be six, yes it is, just to the left of our commentary box here. Wow, Yardy bowls down the leg side, and he's hit over mid-wicket for six. Huge shot there from James Vince, just picked it up, and the ball just kept going. Here's the pilot bowls, and Vince cracks that away through mid-wicket. It's in the air, and he's caught. Oh, my word, what a catch that was. It went flat, and it just died as it reached the fielder, and somehow he's got his fingers underneath that. And from a home side's point of view, they are absolutely delighted. To a man, they've all run over to congratulate the man out there. And he's gone now, James Vince. 52 he scored off just 30 deliveries.
Pilots in again. Full length hoisted magnificently by Wheater. Smashed high over long off for four. What a pickup that was. Up comes the back lift, and it's a full length delivery. It's come off his pad. Did he get any bats on it? Will Beer wanted to appeal. The fielder's racing. Oh, he's absolutely smashed into that. Is that Zaidi?
It is.
I think it is. Boy, he took that board out. In this one, he's going to get four, I think. No chance for the fielder running round from deep square leg there. Again, not a great ball from Yardy. Just dropped short and on leg stump. 114 for two. Again, wide of the crease. This time outside Ostub. He's driven it to extra cover. And Yardy gets a wicket. And Wheater is furious. He's driven it straight into the arms of the man at extra cover, who is Ed Joyce. And Yardy's got an absolute gimme there, because that was effectively a half volley outside off stump, and he's hit it straight into the gut of Ed Joyce.
Well, that's hit over extra cover. I don't think it's got enough on it to go all the way to the boundary, although it's pretty close. And in fact, there's a misfield. And there's Hamilton Brown at the top end of the ground, running from deep mid off to deep extra cover, and just fell over the ball just as it went over the rope. But there's a huge six over mid wicket there from Irvin. I think that's gone over the flats. I can't see it. I've lost it. I think that's over the flats, isn't it? Here's Irvin. The light's beginning to take effect here at Hove. And there's the little scoop shot over the keeper, over fine leg, and that's one bounce for four up to the top end of the ground. He got hold of that. As Little runs down the hill, and Irvin cracks that over mid-on. Surely that's gone all the way. Yes, it has. Third row back, just in front of those refreshment tents. Here's Little, and he cracks that away over extra cover. Has that gone all the way for six? No, one bounce. One bounce for four from Sean Irvin. It's Arafat bowling to Irvin, and Irvin cracks that away over mid-off. Now, that may be caught, and he's gone. Didn't really get hold of that one, and it's Hamilton Brown just to our right here who catches him on the deep mid-off boundary. Irvin goes for 38 off just 22 deliveries. Hampshire 162 for four. 163 for four. Last ball of the 19th over. Arafat bowls, and it's wide outside the off stump. Coles reaches it. It's going to be caught. Caught at point. Coles just gave himself a fraction amount of room outside the leg stump, and Arafat fired it wide above stump full. Coles reached for it, never really got hold of it, and the ball just hung in the air waiting to be caught. But Little, I suppose, with a little bit of extra pace, might not be a bad person from a Hampshire point of view to actually bowl the last over. Yes, three overs, one for 28 he's bowled. Here he is then bowling to Will Smith. Will Smith, oh yes, scoops it over fine leg for four runs. Last ball then, here's that Little to Smith. It's Fuller. Smith drives. Now, there is a deep mid off. They'll take two, I'm sure. Shah runs to the danger end. No, he doesn't. They've run it to Will Smith's end, and they've picked up two. They may look for another one. No, says Ois Shah. Well, for all my money, I would have thrown it at the near end because that's the end that Charles running to. But they decided to throw it to the far end. The quicker the two is obviously Will Smith. He dived and got home. And that is the end of the Hampshire innings. 177 for five. Hampshire fans, of course, will hope that he finishes it off nicely. Here he is, bowls to Luke Wright. Luke Wright plays it off the back foot back to the bowler. That is a really cracking start. It's effectively, it's a 19-over game as far as the home side are concerned after that. Here's Wood then. Bowling to make chin. That's wide of our stump, and it's cracked through extra cover for four. And here's Wood again to make chin. And make chin hits that in the air. It's going to be caught mid on. Yes, gone. Well, he's just tried to lift that over mid on. And Chris Wood on his first over back in the first team has immediately made his mark. And Machin goes for six, and it's seven for one. He's driving down the ground, this Ed Joyce. It's four runs, yes it is. Past a diving James Vince at mid-off. It's pulled away hard by Luke Wright through deep mid-wicket, and that's going to be four runs. Jimmy Adams isn't going to cut that off. He's at deep square, maybe just a fraction behind, and that's gone up towards the pavilion. Luke Wright then, with Wheater standing up now. It's pulled away, and that's going to be six over mid-wicket. Oh, we've seen Luke Wright do that many, many times over the years. Here's Kyle Abbott then, bowling to Luke Wright and bowls. And that, Wright hits it over mid-off. Doesn't really time it. Running back is Chris Wood, but I think it's going to run down the hill. And he doesn't quite time it to pull the ball back. As he went to do so, the ball was already over the rope. And that's four runs. That's always a bit of a nightmare there, because actually the last 5 or 6 yards of the hill, it actually falls away even more, doesn't it? Here's Abbott, and Luke Wright hits it over extra cover. Now, is he going to be out? Jimmy Adams runs back. Is he going to make it? Is he going to make it yet? Yes, he does. Oh, Jimmy Adams. Jimmy Adams, what a great catch. We've seen him take a few of those over the years. He ran from just inside the 30-yard circle. He must have run back a good 15 yards. The ball hung and hung and hung, and Adams just got there in time, took it two-handed, and Luke Wright goes for 23, and Sussex lose their second wicket with a score on 39.
Round the wicket comes the left-arm spinner, and this time Hamilton Brown frees his arms and drives through the covers. Beautiful shot for runs. Yeah. As Coles is in again, and this time he's got a thick edge, and just like Vince from the other end in the Hampshire innings, he's going to get a four up to a fine third man as it races up the slope and hits the boards. Four runs, 54 for two, short third man. This one's lifted over extra cover, though, by Hamilton Brown. He'll get four for that, one bounce over the rope, and Brad Taylor's going to have a little think. And then this one's gone flatter, but he's been hoisted into the old pavilion. That looks like six, it is. Martin Bodnam signals it, and Hamilton Brown pouncing on the slightly short delivery, and he's launched it over mid-wicket for six.
Joyce sweeps, and that's behind square on the onside, and he's timed that beautifully for four runs. Now, that's hit away through extra cover. That could be runs, and Vince, one-handed pickup, diving to his right on the boundary, and very nearly runs out. Hamilton Brown in the process. Well, for my money, that was always four runs. Here we are then, Smith bowls. Hamilton Brown bowl! Trying to give himself a bit of room and hit it on the offside, and the Midland leg stump knocked back by Will Smith. He enjoyed that one. We enjoyed that one. And Hamilton Brown has gone for 34. Down the wicket is Joyce. And now he hooks that away behind square on the leg side. I don't think Adams is going to get there. He dives. No, he doesn't. Four runs. Just slightly short there from Wood.
We saw that earlier on, didn't we? We saw that earlier on. Didn't quite get it right. Joyce, another fantastic shot.
Ben Brown's trying to smash that away on the leg side with a cross bat, and he's only succeeded in hitting it back to the bowler.
And he's he's getting turnout this week. I don't know if he's got the pace right or he's actually getting a lot of revolutions on the ball, but he is genuinely turning the ball.
He looks like somebody who does try and turn it. Now, that's hit in the air through deep mid-wicket. I don't think Adams is going to get there, is he? No. Brown moves on to nine. It's 115 for three. Here's Will Smith at the top end. Brown comes down the wicket and works it through mid-wicket again, all along the floor this time, and I don't think anybody's going to get there. No, they're not. It's Chris Wood this time who sees the ball go past him by 2 or 3 yards. Up at deep mid on. He's made a lot of ground there, but just can't make it. He's timing it well here, Brown. Smith to Brown, he bowled! Off stump, knocked out of the ground as he came down the wicket and tried to smash that through mid-wicket. And Brown goes for 19 of 13 deliveries. And the home side here, 129 for four. And Will Smith picks up his second wicket of the innings. Sidey on five, faces Briggs, comes down the wicket and drives it past Danny Briggs. This could be four runs. And diving stop by James Vince, who palms it off to Matt Coles. They only get one. Mid on is up. 38 needed off 17 deliveries. Here's Abbott to Joyce. It's full. It's hit away behind square on the upside. Runs in the air. A little bit wide of off stump there from Abbott. And Joyce moves to 50. Moves on to 53. And the home side total now moves on to 144 for 4. 29 needed off 11. It's Joyce down the wicket. Oh, he's missed and he's bowled. He's bowled, is Ed Joyce. It was a good length delivery. He's trying to hoik that over mid-wicket. And Joyce goes for 56 off 45 balls. And Sussex now 150 for 5. Here's Abbott to Zaidi then. This is academic. The Zaidi just works another good Yorker from Abbott up to mid-on. And that is the end of the game. 159 for 5. With Hampshire winning this game by 18 runs.